You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
It is 10 a.m. on September 21st, 2025. Welcome to episode 37 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on SFU athletics, feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, updates on the Northwest League, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up today is Ryan Loder-Moser's Nocturna with Glimmers of Spring in the Dark. That was Glimmers of Spring in the Dark from Ryan Loder-Moser's Nocturna. Next up is Lightwave's Cites Analogs. Here is Cites de Mirrors.
Thank you.
I would like to comment on SF Athletics at this time. On September 15th, the Red Leafs men's golf started at the Chico State Wildcat Classic in Marysville, California. Later on September 15th, three SFU athletes were recognized by the Great Northwest Athletic Conference as Players of the Week, with the Red Leafs women's soccer sweeping soccer honors. Kara Scott was named as the Offensive Player of the Week as she scored three of SFU's six goals between September 8th and 14th, including a two-goal performance against San Francisco State. Sarah Lowen was the Defensive Player of the Week as she earned two clean sheets over the weekend of September 13th, 14th. A 1-0 win against Chico State, where Lowen made two saves, followed by a season-high 7-save performance against San Francisco State, where the Red Leafs triumphed 5-0 on the road, as she has a 0.25 goals against average with 5.5 saves per game as of September 15th. And Rachel Watkins won the Women's Cross Country Player of the Week, her first career honor, as she won the Biola Invitational Individual Race on September 12th. Furthermore, on September 15th, the Red Leafs volleyball were ranked 8th in the AFCA Terraflex Women's Volleyball Division 2 poll with 795 total adjusted points for Week 2. On September 16th, the SFU men's golf team completed the two-day Chico State Wildcat Classic in Marysville, California. The Red Leafs finished fourth in a field of 14 teams after firing 22 under par, 842 strokes over three rounds. The second lowest score in a 54-hole team tournament in SFU men's golf history, led by Junsu Im with 11 under par, 205 strokes for third, the second lowest score in program history, followed by Liam Jacks with 4 under par, 212 strokes in a three-way tie for 18th, Justin Bjornsson with 3 under par, 213 strokes for 21st, Brendan O'Brien with 1 over par, 217 strokes in a two-way tie for 43rd, and Max Corcoran with 3 over, 219 strokes for 50th. The tournament host Chico State, which fielded two teams, won the tournament after the 18 fired 41 under par, 823 strokes, led by Naoki Easterday and Vinit Valamsetti, both of whom with 13 under par, 203 strokes, with Valamsetti winning in a playoff. Also on September 16th, the SFU women's soccer were ranked 18th in the National United Soccer Coaches Top 25 NCAA Division II Women Week 2. On September 17th, SFU announced that it has commissioned an independent report, possibly returning to Canadian sports competition, as Dilson Rassier directed Bob Copeland of McLaren Global Sports Solutions, who reviewed the SFU football program, which got canceled in 2023, to report on the impacts on youth sports or other Canadian university leagues, with the report to be made public in November and the final decision by executives by the end of November. Two games were on tap for September 18th. The Red Leafs men's soccer were shaded by the Fort Lewis Skyhawks 2-1, ranked number 9, at Dirks Field in Durango, Colorado. Fort Lewis opened the scoring at 20:48 on Casey Stratcher's tally, followed by Alessio Andretola at 29:42, both on SFU's Jordan Thorson, as the Skyhawks directed 10 shots with 3 on goal in the first. The Red Leafs got on board late in the second half on Francesco Toisi's first goal of the season, the only goal Marlon Lucas allowed on 3 SFU shots, while Jordan Thorson yielded 2 goals on 7 Fort Lewis shots. Later on, the Red Leafs volleyball were shaded 3-2 by the Central Washington Wildcats at Nicholson Arena in Ellensburg, Washington. Two games were on tap for September 20th. The SFU men's soccer were in a back-and-forth affair with Colorado Mesa at Community Hospital Unity Field in Grand Junction, Colorado. The Red Leafs got on board 3:15 into the game per Koji Poon, But the Mavericks tied at 8:48 on Connor Chilson's tally and took a 2-1 lead for Manuel Ponce Casas at 29:13. Casas scored his second of the afternoon just 70 seconds later as Colorado Mesa led SFU 3-1 at the end of first half. Koji Poon's second of the afternoon at 4:15 into the second half cut the deficit to 3-2. Near the end of second half, Nathan Hernandez gave the Mavericks a 4-2 lead at 89:40. 15 seconds after which, Koji Poon scored his third of the game for the Red Leafs, but that was close as they got as SFU were shaded 4-3 by Colorado Mesa at Community Unity Hospital Field in Grand Junction, Colorado. Later on, the Red Leafs volleyball tripled up the Northwest Nazarene Nighthawks 3-1 at Johnson Sports Center in Nampa, Idaho.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the current men's soccer standings within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. No intra-conference games have been played as of yet. Western Oregon are first at 4-1-1. Northwest Nazarene are second at 3-1-1. Seattle Pacific are third at 3-1-2. Simon Fraser are fourth at 0-4-2, much like Western Washington. And St. Martin's are last at 0-6.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m., CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the current women's soccer standings within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Simon Fraser are first at 3-0-1. Central Washington are second at 2-0-1. Much like men's soccer, no intra-conference games have been played as of yet for the GNAC women's soccer teams. Western Oregon are third at 3-1-1. Seattle Pacific, fourth, 2-1-2, much like Western Washington. Northwest Nazarene, 6th, 1-2-1. Montana State Billings, 7th, 1-3, much like St. Martin's. One interesting tidbit between the GNX men's soccer and women's soccer is the women's have 8 teams, 2 more than men's.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Here are the current women's volleyball standings within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Unlike men's and women's soccer, there have been intra-conference games within women's volleyball. Alaska Anchorage are first at 2-0 conference, 11-1 overall, much like Alaska Fairbanks. Western Washington are third at 2-0 conference, 8-1 overall. St. Martin's fourth, 1-0 conference, 8-1 overall. Simon Fraser, 5th, 1-1 Conference, but are 7-1 overall. Central Washington 6, 1-1 Conference, 5-4 overall. Seattle Pacific 7, 0-2 Conference, 5-5 overall. Montana State Billings 8th, 0-2 Conference, 1-5 overall. Western Oregon 9th, 0-1 Conference, 1-8 overall. And Northwest Nazarene last, 0-2 Conference, 1-8 overall.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Welcome back. The third act is James Brandon Lewis Trio's Apple Chorus. The tune is Prince Eugene. Thank you. The fourth band is The Big Zeros. How do you say semicolon? Here is Cheap Men in French Cars.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Vol.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
Welcome to the second half of episode 37 in the 2025 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, updates on the Northwest League, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the fifth group of the hour, Carl Latham's Living Standards, featuring Mark Egan, Mitch Stein, Roger Squitero, Rock and Roll Women.